The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Split Rock's online mentoring for writers program, providing one-on-one assistance with creative writing projects at cce.umn.edu/write. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 24th of December, 2008. It is Christmas Eve, a day and evening much celebrated in literature. Maybe the best-known poem in English is set on Christmas Eve, A Visit from St. Nicholas, which was first published in 1823 anonymously. The author was thought for years to be Clement Clark Moore, but recently many scholars have questioned that, and they think it probably was written by Henry Livingston, Jr., also a New Yorker, a poem in which the narrator hears a noise outside, wakes up, sees St. Nicholas landing on the roof, driving a team of reindeer. St. Nicholas slides down the chimney and stuffs the stockings, and then taps his nose and zooms back up and away. Christmas Eve is also the setting of Chris Van Allsburg's book The Polar Express, published in 1985. A little boy lying awake in bed trying to hear the sound of Santa's sleigh bells, instead hears a train conductor calling, runs outside in his pajamas and bathrobe, and joins other children on a train called the Polar Express, bound for the North Pole. They drink hot chocolate, and they sing Christmas carols. They watch the wolves outside the train, snow falling. They reach Santa's workshop at the North Pole and arrive in a square packed with elves. And Santa chooses one child to get the first gift of Christmas, and it is, of course, the little boy who can have anything he wants, and what he wants is a silver bell from Santa's sleigh. He puts it in the pocket of his bathrobe, gets back on board the train, all the children want to see it, and he discovers that the bell has fallen through a hole in his pocket, and it is lost. He's heartbroken, goes back to his house, falls asleep. Next morning, Christmas morning, he finds a little present under the tree, and it is, of course, the silver bell. He rings it, and he and his little sister think it is beautiful, but his parents cannot hear it at all. It was on this day, by the way, in 1801, that the first steam engine transported its first passengers on a railway in London, the steam engine invented by Richard Trevithick in 1800. Today is the birthday of the poet and essayist Dana Gioia, Hawthorne, California, 1950, the outgoing chairman of the National Endowment for the Arts. A poet who studied literature at Harvard under Elizabeth Bishop, and then, instead of teaching literature in academia, went off to business school at Stanford and then worked for General Foods for 15 years. Dana Gioia, who said, "I believe that poetry, like no other art, articulates an essential part of the human consciousness." Here's a poem for today by Peter Pereira, entitled Oniomania. Not so much the desire for owning things as the inability to choose between hunter or emerald green, to buy just roses when there are birds of paradise, dahlias, delphinium, and baby's breath. At center, an emptiness large as a half-off sale table. What could be so wrong with a little indulgence, to wander the aisles of fresh, new, good things, knowing any of them could be hers. With a closet full of shoes unworn back home, she's looking for love, but it's not for sale, so she grabs three of the next best thing. A poem by Peter Pereira, entitled Oniomania, from What's Written on the Body, published by Copper Canyon Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. Written by Margaret Bain. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.